break.
I call the board back in session. Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12,107, Ray W.
McGaha,
thank you. Seeking variances from the side and rear yard setbacks under section 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Hoot Owl Lane, approximately 1,107 feet east of the intersection of Irons Lane, Road 348, and Hoot Owl Lane. The 911 address is 35032 Hoot Owl Lane, Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR2. The tax map is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 202. We received one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 2-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard for an existing dwelling, as well as a 1-foot variance from the 15-foot side for the dwelling. They're also seeking a 5.7-foot variance from the 15-foot side for an accessory building, as well as a 5.4-foot variance from the 15-foot side for an accessory building, and 14.1 feet variance from the 20-foot rear for the accessory building. The letter of support we received from Norman and Sandra Holf, noting that they are neighbors at 35042 Hoot Owl Lane, directly to the east of the subject property of 35032 Hoot Owl Lane. They want to express their opinion on the request for the variance, that the smaller setbacks will not affect us or anyone. The setbacks are the same as when Mr. McGaha purchased the property many years ago, and this variance should be granted. Staff would note that it appears that this dwelling was relocated in, I believe it was 1983, and that we had no record of building permits for the accessory building or any additions. And that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Ray Quinn McGaha, 32387 Wingate Road, Franklin, Delaware.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, when I purchased the house about 14 years ago, the house was existing and they had one shed on it. But over the years, I added a couple more pieces to it to hide the chicken house behind my house. And also to put a couple old cars I had in it. That's the only reason.
We were unaware that the existing shed that came in the house was already not in the right location.
Okay.
And the addition on the house that encroaches on the right-hand side, on the side, was there when we bought it. We apparently did not get a survey on the house when we bought it, so we didn't know it was in violation. At that time, we did the best. The owner didn't get the waiver.
Okay. All right, let's see if we got any questions in for you. Mr. Mills.
Didn't address the standards.
They've been there, obviously the addition of the house has been there more than 20 years prior to us having it, and it blends well with the neighborhood. The shed in the back backs up to chicken houses, but there's a brace of woods back there, so you can't even see it anyway, even from other people's property. It doesn't affect the characteristic of the neighborhood.
Ma'am, could you speak into the speaker?
Short. Is this what you're reading from, ma'am, these five standards here?
I'm sorry.
You're reading from these five standards here?
Yes.
Okay.
Need you to address all five.
Need you to address all five of them, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The uniqueness of the property, yeah, right on down if you would, please. Cannot otherwise be developed.
It's a single-family home in a very small community. Nothing, it can't be used for anything other than a single-family home.
Okay.
I don't like
Number three, not created by the applicant?
Obviously, the addition on the house was not created by us. That was there when we bought the house. We did add the shed onto an existing shed, unaware that it was already in violation. That we did.
Okay. And number four? Will not alter essential character of the neighborhood?
No, everyone has sheds in the neighborhood.
Okay. And number five? The minimum variance.
I'm not quite sure I know what that means, but...
Means that if the board is can only grant a variance if you're able to demonstrate that the variance is the minimum one to afford relief. In other words, if you can do with less of a variance or no variance, then, you know, you
this,
don't...
we're asking for
this is, minimum. You can't, in other words, you can't move that structure into compliance.
No.
Okay, it's... Is it a concrete structure?
No.
Okay. Is there a reason it can't be moved into compliance?
The only thing we could move is the shed, but the owner, the people that want to buy our house only want it because it has the shed. That's one of the selling points. They want it for the shed. If the shed goes, they don't want the house.
Wow.
They have a business and they need storage.
Okay.
When did you build the shed yourself?
Yes.
Now, the original shed was there.
Right.
All I did was added two lean-tos to it.
Okay. And when you did the lean-tos, did you get a building permit?
No, sir, I did not.
How come?
I didn't think we needed to.
We were in Delaware, and we didn't know what the rules were.
So when you, wherever you come from, you don't, if you build something on your property, you don't have to have a permit?
Yeah, but you only have to have under 150 square feet. You don't need to get one.
I got you.
And when I was building a lean-to, it was only like 10 by 10 at first, and then I added another one. Three or four years later.
Gotcha. Okay. Fair enough. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Mills asked my question. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Weber.
And the only reason you got caught or found that out, you get ready to sell your property.
Right. Yes, and they had it surveyed.
They had it surveyed. And that's how you found
exactly.
Everything out. Okay. No other questions.
Thank you.
Any complaints from neighbors?
No, sir.
All right. Now, I'm looking at the accessory structure, and I'm still trying to figure out where the additions were made. Were they made towards the west side of the property? Is that where the lean-tos were added, or were they added closer?
You're looking at the property at the right side.
Okay.
Well, back up.
So it looks to me like, because the way that this survey shows, it looks like there's a box, and then there was an addition that was kind of added this way to it.
Right.
I'm guessing that the side yard encroachment, you didn't encroach any further with that,
no.
With those lean-tos. That was
the
where
shed, the main shed was right where that.
Okay.
All I did was just add it to the other side of it.
And the lean-tos don't look like they go any closer to the rear yard than the existing shed.
No, they step forward.
Okay, so they're actually less encroaching in the rear yard than the shed. Okay. Are they enclosed at any point?
Yes, they are.
So they're not really lean-tos anymore. They're more of a
semi-garages.
Okay. All right. So, okay. I have no further. Oh, is there a well on the property?
Yes, they are.
Where's the well at?
It's about 10 feet out in front of the shed.
Okay. How about, so is that a reason maybe the shed was not put in the building
possibly,
envelope?
I have no idea.
Is there a septic? Is there a
septic? The septic's in the front.
Okay. And that, but that's in the building envelope?
The septic was in the back when we bought the house.
There's no. You said there was a septic in the rear yard?
No, the septic's in the front.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Ms. Wells, the reason that the 5-foot rule for a shed is because it's AR2?
Yeah, I believe that the. My understanding is that the original shed was probably within the 600 square feet or the 600 feet, therefore it probably complied.
But
however, the addition pushed it over the 600 square feet.
16 by
20.
Okay, so 340.
Right, so it would have complied, however, the additions.
340, it's not 600. 16
we're
by 20.
600.
Excuse me, 320. 16
by 20.
The whole
thing currently is 6.
With the lean-tos, it's 16 by 20?
No, the lean-tos are 20 by 20.
20 20 by 20, that's 400, so that would make it over 600. Okay. Okay. Now, no other questions.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we approve case 12107. The uniqueness of the property was a condition existing before the applicant bought it. They added a lean-to, two lean-tos to the garage, not knowing that the existing shed was a violation.
Right.
And at a later time, closed them in. The addition to the house was prior to the applicant buying the property, too, so it was not created by the applicant. These structures have been there for a while, so they will not alter the character of the neighborhood or the development. And in this case, they're seeking the minimal variance to clean up the violations.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 12107. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Mayor?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated so by a vote of 4-0. Case number 12107 is approved.
Thank you kindly.
Okay.